Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Z. Lee.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the link.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention for me.
It's all in for all.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is week 10 of the fantasy football season. We are in the double digits. It is all in football on FTN. With stepmom Lauren, myself Jake Seeley, and we're talking waivers, worries, results, takeaways, whatever you want, and more. That's what we're here for. To recap week 9, get you ready for week 10. This is now, like, don't fade away now. This is the way, you know, I'm trying to think of a fade away joke, and I couldn't make one. I'm usually good at this. I'm a little sleepy.
You are.
Yeah, I know. I was like, the wife snored a little bit. I could call her out on this live on the show.
I know that life, though.
Well, to be fair, like, even snoring with me, like, it's just like how quiet that was. Like, if you touch the doorknob to our bedroom, I'll wake up. Like, boom. I'm never getting attacked in my sleep. I will die watching the person murder me in my sleep, but I'm never going to die in my sleep because I wake up and like a fly landing on the nightshade and I'll be like, I'm awake. What's up?
I'm the same way. I feel you. My husband does the same thing. It's like a little kitten purr and I'm like, wide awake.
What's happening?
Like, yes. It's the same.
So I love seeing all this. I'm happy to see all of you here. The shirt owns. Yes, it does. It's Darkwing. I've had this Darkwing Duck shirt. I've worn it multiple times. I actually went through my three possible Darkwing Duck shirts because stay tuned. If you don't ever watch me on the Pat Mayo Experience, on Pat Mayo's show, when we do our ranking show, he has been doing graphics this entire year with me. Like, we were Saved by the Bell. We were Contra and stuff like that. There might be a Darkwing Duck one today. You might want to check into that and see that graphic. I'll definitely tweet it out. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Real quick, actually, I wanted to add this because there was a few significant injuries. Usually we kind of intertwine them throughout everything we're talking about. But we have Daniel Jones waiting on his report. Could be probably the end of the year, given the knee, and then he wasn't really touched on it. It was a weird one. Jaren Hall, which we were excited to see. We talked about him on the SiriusXM show just to see what he could do. And he started off looking pretty competent, and it looked like it might be a decent day. And then Josh Dobbs came in, and I don't know that Jaren Hall is going to get a second chance because how do you turn away from what Josh Dobbs did? But anyway, who, by the way, was getting plays broken down and described to him by Kevin O'Connell while the play clock is ticking on the field and trying to simplify things so because he doesn't know a playbook yet. That kudos to Josh.
He doesn't even know his teammates' names.
Josh Dobbs. Crazy. He's like, just put him in the Hall of Fame. Cam Akers got hurt. KJ Osborne actually got sandwiched in that same game, and he got hurt. Treylon Burks we saw on Thursday night, likely out. And then Josh Downs mysteriously. There wasn't a lot of clarity on what the issue was with the leg, but that was really in the game. Unfortunately, Josh Downs might miss time as well. I would expect Osborne and Burks and probably even Cam Akers, but the biggest name we got to start with because everybody's super excited about it. And everybody's like, number one waiver claim, spend all my fab. If you haven't been paying attention to the waiver column, we haven't talked about him a lot on this show because he's a super deep stash this entire year. And unfortunately, because we hit buys, because we hit injuries, people are like, do I drop Keaton Mitchell or do I drop Josh Downs? Like, that's the names he was compared with. And I'm like, you know what? If you're going to do that, you have to drop Mitchell. Please don't if you don't need to. But you have to, and now there's a lot of places where I saw a lot of people tweeting, and I'm happy. A lot of people are like, thank you, Jake. I've been holding on to him all year long, but I know a lot of people had to let him go for other reasons, and it's frustrating. The thing I will say, I want to see if you agree with me, Lauren, is like, I'm a Keaton Mitchell guy, clearly, but I want everybody to just to pump the brakes just a little bit because there's a couple factors at play here. Is Gus Edwards scored 2 touchdowns, was the lead to start the game. Justice Hill was the other half. Keaton Mitchell had 0 touches. He had snaps, but he had 0 touches in the first quarter. And by the time they're blowing him out 47-0 in the second quarter, then it was all like Gus Edwards legitimately sat on the sidelines the entire second half. It was all Justice Hill and all Keaton Mitchell. Now, Keaton Mitchell clearly has the higher ceiling than Justice Hill. But it's the Ravens, and I do believe this is going to be a committee. I do believe Mitchell can get past Justice Hill, but without an injury, I just don't know how often you'll be able to trust Keaton Mitchell. Now, definitely grab him. Definitely, if you can. Number one waiver priority, would you go that far? Because we're not going to talk fab because it's going to be relative to everybody. But number one waiver priority, would you, like, put it this way. Khalil Herbert's dropped down to 62% rostered. A lot of people dropped him. If Khalil Herbert is out there who can return this week, would you grab Khalil Herbert or Keaton Mitchell? I think that's a good way to put this.
That's a great one. I'm going to go Khalil Herbert. And I do, I'm very glad you put that caveat. Pump the brakes, everybody. I was going to say the exact same thing. This game got out of hand. And my, I was actually playing against my husband in one of our leagues, and he started Lamar Jackson, and he was so mad because Lamar Jackson is on the sideline. It just got funky. It got weird. So I don't put a ton of stock into this as being a trend moving forward, but definitely stash Mitchell if you can. But in that situation, I'm definitely going to go Khalil Herbert over Keaton Mitchell.
Okay. Then let's throw some other names into this conversation. By the way, actually, you know what? Let's pause real quick on the other side of the ball. Because we do have two teams. Like, I didn't even list out players. Two teams full on, let's talk worry here. Yeah. We're doing this again. Kenneth Walker, last year, we talked about a lot, Meany and I did on the ranking show, that very inefficient in areas he should be efficient in. You look at Kenneth Walker, the player, and you're just like, you know what? You should be great at short yards. You should be good between the tackles. You should be. The problem is the same thing we saw in college, which is the same thing of his breakdown, is that he is an explosive player. He can rip off runs. The problem is what we saw with Michigan State and what you see now is that you look at the cutting through the line, he like doesn't see the holes that are developing. Yeah. He sees holes that are there, but not developing. So Kenneth Walker, Geno Smith, one-year wonder, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett as a result to the one-year. How worried are we about all of this team, the entire Seahawks offense at this point?
I'm pretty worried. I would love to be able to chalk this up as, you know, they played the Ravens. Really good defense. This is kind of a one-off, but it's a trend that we're seeing with this Seattle Seahawks team, and that is very worrisome. I'm at a solid four ducks with this entire squad.
Okay, so let's break it down player by player. Ken Walker, would you give him four, or would you give Kenneth Walker like two or three? Because he's still the lead.
I'm going to give him three. I think where he lacks in efficiency, I think he makes up in volume for now. That does worry me though, so that's why I'm at a three
for now. Yeah, because for now, Charbonnet and it is Pete Carroll. All right,
popping the bottle then of Chardonnay.
Geno Smith, single quarterback league. Do you even have interest at this point? I think is a fair way to phrase it. Okay,
I don't think
Let's put it this way: Josh Dobbs or Geno Smith?
Josh Dobbs. weird.
Okay, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. What are your duck levels on here?
I'm at three ducks in an egg. I think that
on both of them.
Yes, I think that they can.
I give it around
a little bit.
I think you balance it out because I give three to Metcalf and five to Lockett. Like Lockett at this point, like I don't even know how you start Lockett outside. What, put it this way: what's the difference between Lockett and a healthy Josh Downs at this point? Like, what's the difference? Like
you might
get 13, 14 points. I'm probably getting five or six most weeks. And we like Josh. Honestly, if I knew Josh Downs was healthy at this point, I would have rolled Josh Downs over Lockett like that.
Yeah, we're just not seeing those big plays that we've seen Tyler Lockett really make his fantasy points on. He's just not seeing them. He's not getting them. They don't have the opportunities to get it to him. So that's really where Tyler Lockett excels, is those crazy long, deep, big plays. And that just has not been happening. And it's frustrating.
Okay, you want to know what team is worse than all of them? Except one player is back.
First time we got.
finally, one player is back. Aaron Jones is back. Like, I was hesitant. I still had him at like RB 19 or somewhere right around there.
Yeah, we talked about it on Saturday.
Yeah, I was still hesitant. Like, I wanted to see it first. Now, that's a lot of people in front of him that, man, there's probably about three or four that you should have played behind him or not played for Aaron Jones. But I still wanted to see it a little bit. If you took the risk, congratulations. I just wasn't ready to believe it over the entire season, and they kept going to A.J. Dillon. And I was basing it off the fact that Aaron Jones didn't look like he was still hurt. It's just that things didn't look good. But he is back. But we don't need to talk about Aaron Jones because you know he's back. You're starting Aaron Jones until things change, until he possibly gets banged up again. The problem is there anybody else on the Packers you can even start? Like anybody else, including Romeo Doubs?
Nope, and I put Jahan Dotson on my bench and started Romeo Doubs, and I'm very upset I did that because it may have cost me a win. But yeah, no, you can't trust anyone on the squad except for Aaron Jones. It's sad because it started off looking really good, and then just this is turning into a pile of stinky mess.
Well, let's take that one step further. And I don't usually do drops at this point of the year in the waiver column. They usually phase out around week 8 or so, just because who you're dropping at this point. Like, a lot right. of the options, like, and I try to gauge drops at like around the 40% to 50%, at least 40, because that means, oh, they're still on a lot of rosters. So, like, you know, if I said drop somebody at 15% rostered at Yahoo, whatever, you're dropping them anyway. You didn't need to tell me that, me to tell you that. But 40, 50% is usually that range. But you start looking at 40, 50%, and it's people that you still unfortunately have to start. Like Romeo Doubs, I'm still not dropping Romeo Doubs. It wasn't terrible week. Like Dotson would have been much better for you, but it wasn't a terrible week. He's the only good one. But this is one that I will say, who's rostered more than Romeo Doubs? I think you can drop Christian Watson at this point. And so far so that let's play a little toss-up here. Would you drop Crushton? Would you crush Crushton Watson? Could you drop Christian Watson for, let's say, Tank Dell is the number one going forward because Nico Collins is banged up? Like, would you go as far as Noah Brown if I threw that scenario out for you? Or, yeah, so you kind of hesitated. All right, so then let's take Justin Fields can return. Would you drop Christian Watson for Darnell Mooney?
I don't know if I could do that. I don't hate it.
I can.
Okay, do it. Then I say go for it. I don't know. That one's a little tough for me. That one's tougher for me. But DeVante, what am I holding Parker on to Christian Watson for? Like,
exactly.
I'm holding on for those big plays.
Here's the problem. No. Here, I'll lay out the scenario for it. This is why I say go ahead and drop Christian Watson, because you can't play him until you see a good game. So you know he's inevitably benched, and you have to see a game first. You see that game, you've already missed on one because you can't play him until you see the game. Right. So you're going to miss on one performance. What happens if the next week he bombs again? Then you're waiting for another good game. So you're going to miss a second good performance. If he goes back to back and you actually start him in a good one, okay, fine. But you see the scenario, it's kind of like, let's make a deal. Two out of the three scenarios are negative. There's only one good scenario and you still need back-to-back good weeks. So, all right, then here's where I'm going to go. DeVante Parker might return, might not. He's not out for the season. So, DeMario! That's like a little hug. Like, that wasn't a very good one. That wasn't as good as Saturday. Everybody missed on Saturday.
It was pretty good.
No, that one I got a little here. DeMario! There you go.
Oh, and we're back, baby. Yeah,
DeMario Douglas. Would you drop Christian Watson for DeMario Douglas?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you drop him for, let's say, KJ Osborne is on the IR. Boom, slapped on the IR. Missed for 4 weeks. Justin Jefferson still has at least a week, if I'm doing the math correctly, because they kind of announced it during the middle of the week. I don't know. I know it's at least a week. Could be, but they also said 4 to 6. So anyway, you know Justin Jefferson could be coming back. So would you drop Christian Watson for Brandon Powell?
No.
Okay. Would you drop him for your boo, Wandell Robinson?
Yes, that I will do.
even though it might be what, Tommy DeVito, Danny DeVito for the rest of, yeah, Tommy DeVito.
Don't say
Danny DeVito, because Joe Pesci's name was Tommy DeVito in Goodfellas.
Oh my gosh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that is frustrating. Oh, yes. I can't. That's super confusing.
Funny how? How's it?
I think that you know what? DeVito needs a little bit of time to figure himself out, but he was targeting Wandell Robinson enough, I think, and I think they're starting to develop a little bit of a rapport. So I actually would go Wandell Robinson over Christian Watson.
Okay. We hit, let's just say, worries. We hit those. Let's see. Do I have another one that I could drop you for? Drop him for? Drop you for? Dropping you. Oh,
hey now.
There was. I want to go back to the Patriots. Let's say, look, I was not picking up Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm like, I'm not doing this again. Toast of toasty toastiness. He's done. Yeah, there's a little bit there. There's a little bit of life left. Mac Jones still saw a little bit. Let's say DeVante Parker is out again. Would you drop Christian Watson for Juju Smith-Schuster? This feels so gross.
It does feel really gross, but I actually don't mind that. He had 7 targets, 6 receptions, 51 yards. You need points, you know what I'm saying? And I just, even though they're both gross situations, at least you can get some points on the board. Exactly. So it's not pretty. But, you know, 5.5 points and half PPR scoring, I think I would go Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay. Well, let's roll back to running backs then. So, also mentioned Cam Akers hurt in that game. Alexander Mattison looked good. Actually, probably the best game Alexander Mattison has looked at for a while now here. And whether or not Cam Akers got hurt,
Where
Mattison
you been?
Yeah, I know. What the hell? So with Cam Akers out and the fact that Madison, as performance-wise, has been a little up and down this year, do you have any interest in Ty Chandler, who, for all intents and purposes, if we're talking about Ty Chandler and what has happened with the Vikings have pretty much told us they don't want to turn to Ty Chandler, but he's the next man up now, so you're making a face. Would you even pick up this Justice Hill? Justice Hill is still in the 40% because nobody wants to pick up Justice Hill because it's tough to start him because it's the Ravens' backfield, which is part of the reason we're cautioning you on the Keaton Mitchell excitement. But let's say Justice Hill versus Ty Chandler. Which one would you pick in that scenario?
Neither. I don't want either of these guys, but I'm going to go Justice Hill. I'm going to go Justice Hill for Justice the sake Hill over of your Ty question. Chandler? Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Justice Hill.
Would you? How about this
one? Look what he makes me do, everybody. This is horrible.
This is the whole point of the show, though. The people are stuck with these decisions.
The people need answers.
So going back to the Bears, and Khalil Herbert can return this week, and Deonta Foreman has looked really good. I have an entire write-up on this scenario. Like I said, like, do not drop Deonta Foreman. Now,
do not drop him. No.
Is there a world where Deonta Foreman becomes the third option because of the similarities to Khalil Herbert and what Khalil Herbert was doing before he got hurt, and all of a sudden Roshon Johnson's the two, and it's this mess that it was at the beginning of the season, but Herbert is the lead, and all of a sudden you have to drop Foreman next week? Sure, I get it. But Don't do it until we see it, because what if the Bears say, why mess with success? And they keep Foreman in the lead, and all of a sudden now it's a timeshare and Roshon Johnson's still on the outs. The reason I'm saying all this is because right now Roshon Johnson is still on the outs. This is clearly Deonta Foreman's backfield, and now we have the mess of Herbert coming into the mix, where would you stash and hold on to Roshon Johnson with Herbert coming back, or would you drop him to make the swap for Ty Chandler? Because I think, just on the upside potential, what happens? This is how I'm playing it out for everybody out there. What happens if Alexander Mattison gets hurt next week? Then you're turning to Ty Chandler on waivers, and people are going to go crazy for Ty Chandler. What happens if Herbert comes back and gets hurt? Foreman's still the guy. What happens if Foreman gets hurt and Herbert's back? Herbert's still the guy. And that's my point here. I know. Well, no. My point is Roshon Johnson needs two people to get hurt. At least Ty Chandler only needs one. So that's why I would go Ty Chandler over Roshon Johnson.
I don't hate that.
Do you want me to spell it?
Did I need to make
a graph?
I did.
It's like, turn to page 73.
With the footnote and the asterisks on there.
Yeah. What the hell were those books called? Choose Your Own Adventure, right? That's what they were.
Oh, I love those.
It was like you like flip the turn to page 73 if you're going to do this and blah, blah, blah. You know what that basically was? It was kind of almost like without dice. It was like Dungeons and Dragons in a book.
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. Basically. All right. Of interest, now because we're in this range, let's play this Justice Hill, Roshon Johnson, Ty Chandler, those kind of like flyer type pieces. Would any of these running backs be more interesting to you than them? Because you know you're chasing them for upside. I'm starting to list off backups who you sometimes can use. So that's how you're going here. Tyler Allgeier or any of those backups, would you just continue to roll out Ty? Would you? Because there's people in 10 teams leagues who listen to us. So would you drop Tyler Allgeier for Ty Chandler if Cam Akers is out? Would you drop him for who else? Keaton Mitchell.
That's a really
tough
one.
Would you drop Allgeier for Keaton Mitchell?
No, I would not drop Allgeier for Mitchell. But man, that Ty Chandler one is tough. I actually think I'm going to hang on to Tyler Allgeier.
I would as well. Yeah. Would you hang on to Kenneth Gainwell? Over Keaton Mitchell too?
Over Keaton Mitchell, yes, I would.
Would you hold on to Zeke? Ugh. Over both?
No.
Even
God, this
Ty Chandler
come
as well?
So far. What was that one last one?
I was going to say, would you swap Zeke for Ty Chandler?
That's a rough one. I think I'll still hang on to Zeke.
Okay. How about this one? You know what? Is he actually in the droppable conversation? I'm going to pivot. I'm going to change this.
Ooh,
we talked about how Christian Watson's droppable.
Mm-hmm,
we talk about how these other options, but Damian Pierce was splitting 50-50 with Devin Singletary. Damian Pierce last week didn't get that much work, got banged up. And then Damian Pierce this week, well, last week, I guess technically it is last week at this point. I don't know. We're still in week 9.
We're still in week nine.
Devin Singletary did jack squat. Granted, it was a very bad matchup for him. Still did jack squat. He did jack squat last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever you want to call it. He hasn't done anything in his 2 weeks, essentially. Would you just drop him at this point to take a flyer on Keaton Mitchell?
Yes. I'm done with this. I'm done with the Devin Singletary roller coaster. I'm done. Like, I tried to dip my toes back into the water of Motor, who is affectionately Devin Singletary, and I'm never
every
doing
time
this
you
again.
Think you're out,
every they, single
they pull
time
you back
I do,
in.
I can't, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm over it. No, I am dropping Devin Singletary, and I'll take basically anyone else.
You know what Devin Singletary is?
Can't do it.
Here's our drop. No, that's what he is. Here's our drop.
Here's our drop. I like.
There
it.
You go. Who else will be? Oh, Jaleel McLaughlin coming back from their bye. Javonte Williams has clearly started to lead this backfield, actually what we hoped Williams to be. So, with McLaughlin kind of unstartable, non-startable, instartable, I don't know, destartable? I'm going to try to figure out what the right word here is. Would you hold on to McLaughlin or would you swap him? Actually, let's play Singletary and McLaughlin. You can only have one on your bench. I'm going McLaughlin. Okay.
Yep.
Keaton Mitchell or McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
Okay. I think that's a tough call to make there.
That's
I think
a
there's
tough
a
one,
case.
Yeah.
If you put it this way, I think if you're talking about Mitchell versus McLaughlin for your fifth running back and you don't need to start him during buys, I could see McLaughlin. Cause like, but if I'm chasing pure upside, I would still go Mitchell. Just pure upside. And that, like,
I get it. I don't know. I get the argument, but Jaleel McLaughlin's still kind of sprinkled in every once in a while. And I.
He's new some JP Ryan. I don't know
yeah.
why I said it like that. Samaje Perine. I don't know why I paused.
No, Samaje Perine. Yeah, I'm still going McLaughlin.
There was a... Oh, I want to circle back real quick on the worry.
I like saying his name. Jaleel.
Jaleel?
I like saying
that.
Oh, you want
to say McLaughlin. Did you know they spelled his jersey wrong?
No.
The first day? Yeah.
No.
The jersey people, the first day, it was either his nameplate or his jersey, his first day in there, and they had a G in it because it's pronounced McLaughlin. And not McLaughlin. So he actually, and he said he didn't care because you actually, there's a G sound in there. He wasn't upset by it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I appreciate that as somebody who gets their last names misspelled and mispronounced all the time. I appreciate that. Respect. So anyway, worry, going back to the running back scenario, we do have one that I want to talk about real quick is the entire team that you can loop in, the Packers and Seahawks. And I just thought about this one. I wasn't so much going to talk about it because they're hitting a bye. However, hitting their bye, and it's weird because we got the Matthew Stafford might play through it, and then we get he's not playing, which a lot of people expected. Nobody really thought Matthew Stafford was going to try to force his way through it, especially with the bye coming this week. But now all of a sudden, after the game, there's Matthew Stafford return ? Like, it might continue after the bye. Are you in a panic mode of selling off Nacua and Cooper Kupp if you can get top 20 value for both? Or are you going to hold because of the upside if Stafford does come back?
I'm going to hold for the upside on Stafford. However, I don't hate the idea of doing that. If you are desperate and you're right on the cusp and borderline, you're looking at your matchups moving forward to try to make it into the playoffs, and you really need to make some big moves, maybe get a better name running back, I don't mind doing that. So I'm kind of in both camps. I can definitely see a world where you need to do that if you have to, if you're desperate, you have very serious needs, or I also don't hate hanging on to him like I'm going to do. I have Cooper Kupp in several leagues. I'm going to hang on to him because I'm doing okay. And I'm never going to say no to that upside of Stafford coming back. And Stafford is tough. He's a tough, tough young man. So hopefully he does come back and the magic is back again with the Rams. But I don't think it's a terrible idea moving on if you have to. Magic.
So, here, I'll give you a toss-up. Right now, you are a contender, but you're like middle of the pack. You're not sitting pretty in the top of the standings. You're not first, second place. You're in the middle. You need to make it. If I offered you, Lauren, straight up Nico Collins for Puka Nacua, would you take Nico Collins? I would, but I don't think I would take Nico for Kupp.
No. I wouldn't do Kupp. But Puka, yes, I could see that one.
Would you take Jordan Addison for either one of them, knowing that Justin Jefferson could potentially come back at any point? By the way, Jordan Addison, do you know where he stands on the season?
Puka Nacua, I could do Jordan Addison and Puka Nacua.
Yeah. Jordan Addison's ninth on the year, by the way. He is now in front of Keenan Allen.
He's so good.
I know.
I love it.
Would you do one more? How about Jaylen Waddle, who got banged up, and the Dolphins who have one of, if not the worst, passing playoff schedules for those final three games. Jalen Waddle or Puka Nacua, if you had to choose one. And you're middle of the pack. You need to do this. So the next couple weeks aren't terrible for the Dolphins, but you do have a bye this week, and they're both on byes. So would you go Waddle or would you go Nacua?
I'm going to stick with Nacua.
Okay. And so, like, I think that's a fair toss-up to try to figure out there, because you got to make the playoffs, but
it's
then
more
you have
of
a really
gut
tough schedule.
Because I think the smarter play would be to go with Waddle, but it's more of a gut call for me because Puka's not banged up. Waddle is, and that scares me.
That's certainly fair, but they're on their bye. You can get healthy, although Waddle's been very up and down this year. I wanted to rank them lower, but it's like, hey, they can get it right. They're at the Chiefs, and then that game stopped. By the way, why did they choose which halves the offenses were going to play in? Chiefs are like, hey, we're in the first half, not the second half. And then flip. And then Dolphins are like, yeah, we're going to actually show up. And
it's Germany.
Chiefs aren't going to do anything.
Weird things happen.
Blame Germany? Blame the Autobahn. Don't blame Stepmom Lauren. Follow her at Stepmom Lauren over at FTN. Code all and get you 20% off. We'll be back Wednesday. Talk week 10 ranks. This is just so insane that we're talking week 10 ranks. Thanksgiving is going to be here. Christmas is going to be here. When do you start decorating for Christmas? We already started having that debate in our house.
Oh, I say as early as you please. You go for it. Holidays
strip
are
down
all
the
about
Halloween
you,
and throw up the Christmas.
You want to do it. Sure. If you don't want to celebrate Halloween, you do you. That's what I say.
We might have to have the debate on another show. And until then, it's a trap and all that stuff. The Mario. See you. Whatever. All the sound effects.
Good luck.